Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, go on to the front.
The Woman Show, each and every Monday, 1 p.m. on the West and 4 p.m. on the East. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. This is the Woman's the Woman Show. The Woman's the Woman Show for all my new people that's tuning in, and thank you for listening. The Woman's the Woman Show invites all women of of all kinds to grow and share on topics that help us grow to be better believers, better women, better mothers, better wives, better business women, and more. So you guys can listen from your PCs, from your laptops, your iPads, tablets, iPhones, desktop, and your phone. So it's three ways to listen. You can call in and listen to the show at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to get your mic open to share, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, or you can get our free amp on TuneIn Radio. Download, go to your Google Play list and download TuneIn Radio and search Diva Spot Radio, and you can listen to past shows from there. But of course, I wanted to get in on this topic about bouncing back and getting right. Bounce back and get right, you guys. Ladies, it's so possible to bounce back and get right. And a lot of us are in situations and we like, you know, how am I going to get myself out of this? It can be, you know, unemployment. It can be, you know, you need to further your education, domestic, anything, drug abuse or whatever. But you got to understand, just like you can get yourself, you got yourself into it, you can get yourself out. And it's going to take some a decision to do better, dedication to doing better, and being persistent on doing better. So you need to make the decision, you need to be dedicated, and you need to continue to be determined. You got to stay on that thing. You just can't let it wither away. Every day you got to keep calling and getting on top of it. I want to get better. I want to be a better mother. I want to be a better wife, a believer. I want to further my career. You got to stay on top of that thing and start mapping out some goals for yourself. And I'm a single mother myself. I have two children. My son is 11 and my daughter is 3 months. But I wake up every morning and the first thing is I do is I read my word. Bouncing back. First, I need to bounce back. I need to uplift my self-esteem. You know, every day it's a constant, I'm not going to call it a battle, but it's a constant workout to be able to build our self-esteem as wives, as mothers. It doesn't matter if we're married or we're unmarried, but you got to be able to put some, plant some good seeds in yourself to be able to move forward. That's so important. Bouncing back is not hard. Now, when we start worrying about everything else that's going on around us, all the negative things, let me say this. So don't worry about the negative things that's going on. Focus more on the positive things, and you can just go so far. It's ridiculous. I mean, let's think about it. If you pick three things every day to be thankful for, think about how far it's going to take you. Think about how far you're going to go. And putting some goals in order. I had a situation this morning. I had a meeting this morning. And I kind of doubted myself. I was like, oh, man, I don't really want to take my baby with me. How is that going to look? I was really stuck, and I was going to cancel the meeting. And, you know, I got the opportunity to go to the meeting last night. We had talked about it on the phone to go to the meeting last night. So I didn't really have time to make proper preparations to have my nanny come and sit with my daughter. But God wanted me to take my daughter with me because CEO mom, CEO baby. And, you know, it came to me as clear as day. God said, take that baby with you. She's going to close the deal. And I had a meeting with an organization, and they offered me a position to be a PR with their company. At the end of them talking to me and telling them about their company, and they asked me questions about what I do, they offered me to a position to be the PR with their company. So I thank God for that. I thank God for that because, you know, I was thinking like, you know, that may look unprofessional or whatever. I'm a working mother. What that made me look like is what they seen in me was she was determined. She was on time. We had a meeting at the Panera Bread. She's able to handle her business, her professional life and her personal life. And she's a determined mother. And their movement is so great. And the name of the organization is called Simply United Together. And they have 125 different chapters. So you can check them out on Facebook, facebook.com/Simply United Together. Or you can follow them on Twitter at Simply United TOG. That's Simply United TOG. So I'm just so thankful and proud that God presented that opportunity to me.
I know it wouldn't have, without him, it wouldn't have been possible. And just to think, I was going to cancel the meeting. I was about to turn down a PR position. And that works very well exactly with what I'm doing. PR is public relations. I was about to shut out a blessing. I thank God that I didn't do that. I thank God that he continued to keep blessing me and bringing me through. And my baby was so good. She did such a good job. I love her so much. But we're talking about bouncing back today. Don't let, you know, your current situation determine your identity. Now, the next thing I want to talk about before we go into a music break, and that's Lady G and Miss Sweet T, you here in the back, called Dear Mother, and it's definitely a hot song. But I wanted to talk about bouncing back and getting right in our health. A lot of us have had children. Our children are older. We put on a few pounds. But you can definitely bounce back and get right. So let's talk about bouncing back. Some of the ways that we can start getting more fit and a lot more healthier is to start eating right. We got to start eating cleaner foods. And that starts with getting all the canned foods out, because they have a lot of saturated fats, sugars in them that's not healthy for our bodies. And we can work out, run all we want to. But it's not until we start eating more healthier foods, because the nutrients are already cooked out of the canned foods, the string beans, the peas, all that. They're cooked out of it because they're already pre-cooked and they put in the pan. All you do is warm them up. So I would encourage you guys to start incorporating not just boxed rice-a-roni, the pastas and stuff on the side. Start getting it more natural. Get in asparagus, get in the fresh string beans, salads. Salads is definitely a great way, and it'll start to clean your system out. Another good side dish I like is corn on the cob. I love me some corn on the cob. Sweet corn on the cob, getting some corn on the cob, boiling that up, or shave it. You can shave the corn on the cob down and make a nice little gumbo or a stew. I think that's awesome. And changing your diet, starting to eat healthy, and start eating a little bit less. You know, instead of doing two servings on your plate, just do one. And I guess we can start off with the softer plate. Instead of having a big plate, start off with a softer plate, because you have to control your eating portions. Not only do we have to control what we eat, but we got to control the portions. A lot of us didn't realize that. And this is what I'm learning from research, you know, and being part of a fitness group. These women are losing weight, looking good. And I'm wondering, why is it not happening with me? I'm showing up with y'all and I'm working out and whatnot. It was my eating. I had to control what I ate, and not only control what I ate, but control the portion of what I was eating. Now that we've, you know, we bouncing back by eating right, because, you know, and going to the grocery store and picking out fresh vegetables, incorporate fresh fruits. Snack on fruits rather than snacking on chips or whatever. And if you are a chip eater, do some Tostitos, some corn chips. You know, I think Ritz has low-fat chips, but I would say fruits. Make you a fruit salad, a vegetable salad, apples, oranges, tangerines, strawberries, bananas. Those are your basics. You got apples, oranges, tangerines, bananas, and strawberries. Those five fruits are going to do you some justice. And just to think, you can make you a nice little smoothie with some 2% milk and a little bit of OJ in there, blended. Boom, strawberry and banana smoothie. And it's going to keep you full, trust and believe. I know, I love eating. So with me having my blender and I put all my fresh fruits in there, you know, I get my milk in there, maybe like a half a cup of milk, a half a cup of orange juice, and I blend them strawberries and bananas together. It is so good. And, you know, I used to eat for comfort. So that's kind of like my comfort food sometimes. But bouncing back and getting right is so important. And now that we talk about bouncing back with starting to eat healthy, you know, and dropping some of those pounds, and just let's not just be so focused on dropping weight and whatnot. We want to be healthy to live long for our kids. We want to be healthy to live long for our families, live long for ourselves. And that's important. So the pounds is going to shed off, trust and believe. They're going to shred off when you start eating a lot more healthy and incorporating exercise. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio and the Woman's the Woman Show. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Or you can jump in live in our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. And just take 2 seconds to build a profile so you can chat in the chat room. I'm going to go ahead and take a music break. And when I come back, we're going to be talking about, we talked about bouncing back. Now we're going to be talking about getting right with exercise. Here's a hot track by C. Cole called You Are Winner. And it's featuring Will C., produced by B. Jackson. Let's go.
I seen you on the dance floor. I like the way you move. I like the way you move. Knowing that the club is packed, all eyes on you. Baby, you're a winner, so you know I can't lose. You're a winner, baby, I don't plan on losing out. Don't know it yet, but I'm the one that you can't live without. A bold statement, cause we ain't never met before. But everything starts somewhere, so let's go. Yeah, you heard right, had me since the first sight. So it's goodbye, hold the beginning of the first night. Cause what I see, I like it, wanna get to know you better. I'm a winner, you're a winner, we can celebrate together. Me and you, a party of two. See, I'm attracted to your curves and the way that you move. And the way you carry yourself, you just do you. And that's something that I can really relate to. Much more than the physical, even though I'm digging that. Nice conversation to a company that's silhouette. And I can't wait to reminisce on a story like this. I was walking through the club, I seen you on the dance floor. I like the way you move, I like the way you move. Knowing that the club is packed, all eyes on you. Baby, you're a winner, so you know I can't lose.
Losing's not an option, they hate me, but steady watching. Ignore them and keep walking, we sipping and just talking. Conversation getting good. This a different side of me, feeling comfortable. Like this is where I'm supposed to be, it's loud in here. Slide a little closer to me, wanna hear you talk. So I can see where your mind at, where you draw the line at. What make you smile, let's see if we can find that. I like your reaction, the way you smile just at the thought of me asking. Must be asking the right thing, nobody knows you better than you. But I'm hoping it might change, if I can let the hating past stay in the right lane. Hands are 10 and 2 and watch for signs. I'm just taking in the view and I'm enjoying mine, yeah. I'm enjoying mine.
I was walking through the club, I seen you on the dance floor. I like the way you move, I like the way you move. Knowing that the club is packed, all eyes on you. Baby, you're a winner, so you know I can't lose. Oh,
she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, only like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
But I been to NASA. You was always the cheerleader of my dreams. It seemed to only date the head of football teams. And I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please, don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. I could have got an ass, someone that's only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that soon. Woe is me, baby, this is tragic. Cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now. I'm a hater.
Best believe she bought it. She gon' steal my heart, ain't no doubt about it, girl. You're everything I need, said you're everything I need. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's why I love her.
Neo.
Yes.
Look, I just wanted to apologize for cutting you off today.
It's okay. You are the boss.
Is there something I can do to make it up to you?
What did the boss have in mind?
Dedication to the independent woman, to the one working hard for hers. This is just my way of letting you know I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx, ladies.
Remix.
I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, she's to leave mine alone.
Boy, I don't just ride, she'll pull up beside of me.
I had to ask her what she doing in that caddy. She said, cause you my baby, I be stunting like my daddy. And there's not many who catch my eye. We both wearing Gucci, she match my fly. And that's why I'm supposed to keep her closer, right by the side. Toaster in the holster, and now she with Loso. In case you didn't know, so you could save your money, dawg. Shorty getting dope, so what she care with his calls? You could call her Miss Boss. I got it backwards, crisscross. Shorty got her own.
Someone who likes the champagne I like. My A, I like someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live. She ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she done been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art. She ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine. She cooking good. She tell me everything is cool and ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette who could be from out the hood or either work for the president as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep-rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited. Your heavens in.
My bad, you guys. This is girl Diva Ebony B. I'm now live, back live on the air, Diva Spot Radio. I'm just so blessed to be here. I was talking about bouncing back earlier before we went into the music break. And Neo, she got her own featuring Fabulous and Jamie Foxx. That's one of my favorite songs. But talking about bouncing back, let's talk about health. I had my baby 3 months old, and one thing that I had to learn is it took me 9 to 10 months to gain the weight, so it's going to take me about 9 to 10 months to come down off the weight, and I really had an issue with that, like, wow. But the thing about it is, when we're bouncing back, we need to start eating right first. That's one thing I have come to learn. I took out all the canned vegetables, and I replaced them with fresh vegetables, which is going to help a lot because a lot of those vegetables have good fats and good sugars and antioxidants. And you guys, there's some repairs being done within the studio, so really don't mind the music. It's not going to stop me from bouncing back and working and doing the show live. But after we start eating healthy, start changing the diet, then incorporate that with exercise because it's going to help out a lot. That exercise of walking, because of course I'm not going to just hit the gym and be able to do 3 or 4 miles like right off back and be lifting weights and whatnot. You want to gradually get into it. Bouncing back, eating healthy, and getting right exercise. Go on a daily little walk. The weather is breaking in some states. I'm over here in Washington, Seattle, Washington, University Place, Washington, and just taking a nice little walk. Get your little music on and move forward. Now, I know some of us are not motivated too much to get up and say, oh, the baby and this, this, and that, so forth. Don't take in negative energy, ladies. Because if you take in negative energy, you're going to stay in negative energy and ain't nothing going to get done or accomplished. And big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live on air, whether it's through your phone or either you're listening live online or you're listening to from your amp at TuneIn Radio. Download a Google, go to your Google Play book and download TuneIn Radio and search Diva Spot Radio. You can listen to us anytime. But And if you want to talk live on air, all the people on the call line, you can just call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. It is Diva Ebony B live on Diva Spot Radio on the Woman's the Woman show each and every Monday, 1 p.m. on the East and 4 p.m. on the West. When we talked about this topic, me and a couple of girlfriends were sitting back, and one of them was like, girl, I need to bounce back. And I was like, you know, what do you mean bounce back? She like, I got three kids and this weight, and, you know, I need to go back to school because my job don't pay this much, and, you know, I'm having issues with my child father or whatever the case may be. And I thought it would be great to talk about this because after you have a baby or if you've been in a negative environment, it can bring down your self-esteem. And we need to let go of low self-esteem and pick up some higher standards. And we just talked about that on the Let It Go Women's Ministry conference call, talking about letting go and just kick low self-esteem out and just make your standards higher. You can always do it. Ladies, who told us that we can't bounce back and run a company? Who told us that we can't bounce back and go to school? Who said that we can't bounce back and make moves with the kids? We do it already now. Women, we are so powerful. I'm going to go ahead and go to the call lines and open up the lines. I see you guys want to give your opinion, and you're more than welcome. So let's go ahead and open up the call lines. Press 1 if you want to be heard, you guys. 813-471. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio with Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, my name is Phyllis, known as Baby Girl from the 813, and I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Phyllis, hey, baby girl, what's going on, queen?
Hey, boo, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. You see, I done had a little chocolate drop, and I'm right back at it. Life is
I know
good.
That's right. I know that's right. Well, first of all, let me say congratulations.
Thank you.
She is beautiful with a capital B.
Thank you so much. She's beautiful like all our chocolate queens. You proud of the chocolate crew.
Yes.
Holla.
Holla. I know that's right. And my little one just said hey. So
hey.
She's like, I want to say hi. So all my little girls are saying hi in the background. But I just wanted to piggyback off of what you said about the woman with the situation that has three kids and, you know, afraid of being bounced back. I wanted to tell her that you don't have to be afraid of bounce back. And with me, I know I have a problem with my daughter's father, you know. And recently I have been going through, you know, some things because I recently had a son, but I had to put him up for adoption due to some reasons that I can't talk about right now, but I'm going to talk about real soon in the book. So,
yay!
So, yay! So I just wanted to encourage her that you don't have to be afraid. Like, you can be the woman that you are destined to be, because even though I adopted my son, I'm still taking care of my daughter like he's here, you know, still working and providing for two instead of for one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's growing me as a woman as well. Okay, boo-boo. Because at first I was afraid to even say, you know, I had a son that I had to put him up for adoption. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was ashamed to even say that, you know, because the people who I was surrounding myself with were so negative and so judgmental of me when
mm-hmm.
I had my first child that if I would have said, oh, I had a son, you know, the judgment, the hateful comments, or the, oh, I knew you was a slut bucket for Jesus, and I just knew you weren't no good, was starting to come at me, and I'm just, you know, I'm the one to cuss first and forgive later.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
hey.
but during this walk, I call it my growth mark, my development walk, you know, I've come to realize that I don't have to be ashamed of what people have to say about me anymore, because they don't know my story. They don't know where I come from. They don't know the reason why that I only had a son, but I only gave him up for adoption, you know. So people just don't, once people start to look and see and understand the story, they say, okay, I feel you, mama. I would have done the same thing. Other people, I commend people for having like two or three kids and sticking it out. But in my situation, I knew I couldn't take care of my son. So instead of doing the abortion, I did the adoption, and I feel 10 times better that I've done that. So I'm just, you know, just, and I'm, it's just a struggle. It's a struggle for me because I'm 24 in June, and I'm having a three-year-old who runs around as bossy, is telling me what to do, and right now she's begging me for tomatoes, and if she don't get it, she's going to scream. You know, and it is like that whole stereotype of a single mom. I'm not a single mom. Like, I always tell people I'm not a single mom. I just choose to be by myself, you know, because people always have a negative outlook on the term single mom. And it leaves a bad taste in people's mouth. Oh, you're a single mom? Ooh, you know, they looking at us like we stink.
Oh, my God.
Like, there's something wrong. And that's not even the case. You know, in my case, I'm choosing to be single for the simple fact that when I'm single and by myself, I can focus on the important issues at hand, like my schoolwork and my job and my child. And adding a man to that is so much stress. Especially if it's a man that ain't grown and is just as immature as your three-year-old. Mm-hmm. Baby, ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time.
You right about that. And you know what? So proud of you. Thank you, God, for bringing that child into this world and not killing the child. You know, I mean, I don't have anything. Anybody's situation is, everybody's situation is different. And when people judge you, you know, one thing that I say, you know, your opinion is not valid because that's not going to get me to heaven. You know, you're not the one that's going to judge me at the end of the day. So your opinion is not valid. It really doesn't matter what you said about me. But I'm glad that you made the choice of deciding to put the baby up for adoption because your situation, it wasn't where it was supposed to be, you know, and that's cool. You know, at least you didn't take that baby on it and, you know, put him in a bad environment, you know,
right.
You didn't just be stubborn. And that's what's up. That's I'm very, very proud of you, and I'm glad that you're not ashamed to share your story because, you know, that can be helping another queen that's out there going through something similar. And you're going to get people who are going to judge you all day. They point one finger at you and the three fingers pointing back at them, you know, and they don't realize the things that they can put you through. But, again, their opinion is not valid, you know. Because it can't get you into heaven. They ain't gonna go and ask Craig and Day Day about you. God ain't gonna say, "Hey Craig, hey Day Day, what you think about Diva? What you think about Phyllis at all?" But you know, who said that we can't bounce back? We definitely can bounce back after having children and whatnot. And big ups to you for taking care and still taking care of your child, even though you put him up for adoption. You know, like you said, yeah. I mean, we should be congratulating you for that. Hold on, let me get something out here because we need to get one of these right here.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, I was so watching that today. And talk about laughter. Kevin Hart is ridiculous. But the new, she wasn't ready.
She was not ready. Exactly.
She was not ready. And you know what the crazy thing is that some of the queens out here that are having kids are not ready, but to see them still take care of their kids,
that is
a big up for me. Like, a little girl on my Facebook, shout out to her, she messaged me the other day, and she was like, "You are on my Facebook, and you're always encouraging me, posting up pictures of your daughter, you know, sharing your accomplishments," and she's 17 years old. She has high honor roll, and she's about to graduate high school in June, and she invited me to go to. So I'm just like, the fact that she's 17 and she has a kid and she's about to graduate high school with principal honor roll, high honor roll, and she's wearing white.
That's right.
A 17-year-old can do it. I know we as older seasoned folks can step out the box and be like, okay, if she can do it, I can do it too. You know, she may have one, no matter if you have one or three, you can always rise up. You know, let the naysayers keep saying the naysayers, because when they see you on top with your house and your 2-3 cars and your kids are in college, they can't say nothing but look at God. God has been good to you.
And look at the peace on her. You know, look at the peace that she got. People fail to realize peace is so important. I got peace. And you know, the most important thing that we can have is peace and joy. The everything else, you know, I'm thankful that God blessed me with my car. I'm thankful that God blessed me with my house. God blessed me with my studio. God blessed my business where I'm doing business and good business at that and repeated business. Come on now. We can definitely bounce back. Like with the 17-year-old, you know, she about to graduate out of high school with her baby. And shout out to my sister, because my sister was 17 years old when she had my niece Messiah. And she graduated out of high school. She went off to the Army. You know, we helped take care of the baby while she was in basic training. And girlfriend is doing well. Two cars, a house, two dogs, and a husband. Holla.
Right. Holla. You know, it's like my
back.
Right. And my situation is I live with my mom. You know, I don't have a car. And I'm a full-time college student, so I don't have a job. But the thing about it is, like, me personally, I could pay $4 to get to anywhere I want to go and be on time.
That's
right. Versus waiting and depending on someone who want to feel like they're going to take you somewhere. And me as a mom, I don't have time for instability.
I don't.
And, you know, that's one of the things that causes stress is instability amongst people who say they're going to take care of you when they know they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And you said a great thing about having peace. Listen, it took me a good minute to finally realize as a mom what peace is. Peace is not just when your baby goes to sleep at night and when you have some me time. Peace is when she's up raising all kinds of hell and back. Because a lot of parents can't have this moment, you know, and some parents take that for granted. You know, their baby's screaming. They're like, oh, shut the hell up. Baby, scream on, because if it wasn't for the goodness of Jesus, you wouldn't have a voice. Go ahead. You know, there's such a, it's just like a calmness of it, you know, to be able to wake up every morning to a queen or a king that you're raising, even if it's with your husband or by yourself, you know, to be able to have children, you know, that's a blessing, to be able to have children. But if you don't have that helpmate, you know, God can supply all your needs. And I am a witness to that. You know, I don't have a job, but my lights are getting paid. My phone gets paid all the time. And it's just like, it's the little things that I'm grateful for now. Like, when my daughter was one, she wasn't saying a word. Now she's three, about to go into Head Start, and she's talking up a storm.
Yay.
So I said, thank God for that. You know, it's the little things. You know, I just received pictures of my son. He's 9 months old. He has two teeth. He took his first trip to Puerto Rico and back. And his adopted parents just worship the ground he walked on. So I'm like, thank God for that. You know, it's just like taking the little stuff and be grateful. And then when you have all that together, that peace, that calmness that we're talking about, it will so surround you like a shield and make no sense.
Man, you just gave me another boost of energy, another boost of motivation, another reason to be thankful, and exactly what you said about when the baby is yelling and screaming or whatever, and babies, that's another way of them talking. Sometimes it can get a little bit frustrated, and when Queen get too fussy and whatnot, and I get a little bit overwhelmed, I just get her comfortable in her bassinet, get her where she need to be, and I just walk out the room, give myself a little 15-minute break. Sometimes you need to get your... go out the room, lean a bit. The baby can cry. It's fine. It's making her lungs stronger. You know, 10 to 15 minutes is fine. Let the baby cry a little bit. It ain't going to really hurt the baby. But take yourself, get yourself together. Sit down for a little while. You know, and there's joy. I love seeing Queen and Makai early in the morning. You know, I love just being a mom. And I was talking about earlier today, you know, I kind of let my when you talked about single mother, I kind of let my single motherness, I was about to cheat myself out of a blessing.
this morning because I had a meeting this morning with this great organization called Simply United Together, and they got 125 chapters, but they doing a big thing over here in Washington. So I was like, oh, man, I don't think I want to take my baby with me. How that's going to look? And God just placed on my heart. He said, CEO mommy, CEO baby. This is your business partner right here. So I got her all dressed up, and we got everything together, and we went to the meeting, and she was telling me about their company, and they was asking me questions about my company and what I did, and they offered me a PR position with their company. I'm so thankful. They offered me a PR, a public relations position with their company. They was amazed by the baby, and she was like, this is so wonderful. And she was like, I'm so proud of you that you did come out and, you know, with the baby, because this shows that you are determined and that you were working mother. And Queen was perfect. We met at Panera Bread. We had a great eat. And not only that, I end up booking a free facial, a facial with the CEO of this company tomorrow. I'm going to give her a free Mary Kay facial tomorrow.
Right, right.
So not only did I book, not only did I get a position as the PR, but I booked the facial with her for a possibility that I could turn into a party. She knows a lot of people. So I'm working my business twice. And I wasn't even, Phyllis, I wasn't even going to go to the meeting because the opportunity was presented to me last night by associate by the name of David Archibald. He told me about it last night, and I didn't have proper time to call my nanny, you know, to get a babysitting, but I went ahead and pushed forward and let God move, and look what he did. Look what he did.
Sometimes, as single moms, we have to take our kids. Well, for me, like when I used to sing in a gospel group down here in Tampa called the Peyton McKinnon No Limits. And a lot of the times I couldn't take my daughter with me on engagement because apparently it didn't look right, you know, for a woman to have a baby out of wedlock to take kids at, you know, engagement. So say at the time, although I don't sing with the ministry anymore. But at the time I used to leave my daughter at home with my mom, and I missed a lot on her first, like, her first tooth coming in, her first words, her first step, her first crawl. You know, I missed a lot of that stuff because I was traveling on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But after, like, what, and I can only bring her at the local engagement in Tampa. So I remember this one engagement that I went to, and I brought Noodle with me, and it was a whole bunch of with the young women, and they were like, oh, my God, you're 21 and you have a kid, what? And I'm like, yeah, I have a daughter, you know, there she is. And there's so many people that reached out to me. It was like, you are so brave, you know, to bring your daughter and still sing in this ministry because, you know, I was 16 years old and I got pregnant. You know, people just started telling me their stories of how, you know, they've been single parents now, and now they're like four kids later with a husband. You know, they were just speaking life, and it's just like, wow. Me personally, I didn't realize how many people I touched, honestly, until that engagement when I saw people coming up to me and just speaking life to me. And my mentor, PJ, you know, she just had her second child, her miracle baby, and she is my mentor. You know, I looked up to her, you know, but for a minute, like, I didn't know her before she became my mentor. But, you know, when I didn't really know her, she was like, hey, you know, I got some clothes, you know, that I want you to have. You know, my baby can't fit them, and I was wondering, can you use them?
Oh,
and
yeah.
To me, that was like an all-time thing because, like I told her, you know, that was a season where I really didn't have anything and I was really struggling, and my so-called best friends couldn't loan me a dollar, you know, to go to the dollar store and get a hookup. You know, and it's like now that, you know, when you was like, oh, I'm going to give her a facial for Mary Kay, like, it just really inspired me because I have been going to 3 Mary Kay parties in the last month. And I have really been struggling with the decision to either become a part of Mary Kay or to sit back for the season and, you know, just really look. But now that you said that, I am going to make a call to my consultant, and we're going to hook this thing on up. So the fact that, you know, single mothers can come together, you know, and inspire others to do something with themselves, to make something of themselves, it's just beyond amazing. And me personally, I love listening to your shows. Your shows are, like, absolutely fabulous. because they encourage me when I'm down. And I believe that once you do your PR position, that you'll be able to touch others. And I am so excited for you. I'm celebrating with you. That's totally awesome.
Thank you so much, Phyllis. I mean, the show is powered by you guys. The shows, you know, that I do and the energy that I get, it's powered by you guys. And that's why I wanted to do Bounce Back and Get Right. Because one thing that you did, you know, saying with those people who were saying, oh, it don't look right for a woman, you know, to have a baby out of wedlock or whatever the case may be, or show up to shows. This, first of all, you know, this is supposed to be about the grace and the glory of God. Why are you focusing on my child and me having a baby? This is not about the image of the church. This is about me bouncing back and me sure I'm singing in the choir. What is this
right.
me having a baby out of wedlock? I'm coming to church constantly to be able to get healing, to be able to get knowledge and get inspired, so I won't make this same decision again. Not mistake. It was a decision, because it was, if it wasn't supposed to come forth, God wouldn't have allowed it. Let's just say that. And that's why we got a lot of people and young women and single mothers who leave the churches. But I want to do Bounce Back and Get Right, because there's so many ways that we can bounce back and get right, even after becoming a mother or coming out of relationship and coming out of things. And this is what's been placed on me, because I'll be watching Facebook and Twitter and the women that I network, and, you know, their self-esteem is low after their heart been broken. After their dreams has been shattered, when they didn't get that position, you know, after they had to drop their classes because of such and such, or after they have a baby. Who said we can't bounce back and run a company? Who said that we can't bounce back and go back to school? Who said that we can't bounce back after a heartbreak, build up our standards, lift our standards higher, and be able to focus on what God wants for us and get us a husband? I don't want no boyfriend.
I want a caring,
faithful, committed, God-fearing husband. I want my husband to love God more than he loved me. And just because it didn't work out in my last relationship, it does not mean that it's not going to work out in my future. See, that just let me know that wasn't for me. That wasn't for me. And I think we get so caught up. I mean, so caught up on what the world has to say about us. And mind you, the world can't get us into heaven. The world can't get us the world can't get us approved. This is our salvation. We got to start taking some action. And one thing that was placed on my heart, jobs letting you go. I had a conversation with a young lady, and she was devastated that she was on her job for all of these years. And, you know, mind the noise, because the studio was being upgraded. But she was devastated because the job had let her go. She had planned on retiring at the hospital, and it did not happen for her. And now she's like, oh my God, I'm trying to get my unemployment, and they messing around and carrying on. And she just felt some type of way about it. I said, look, this is the best time for you to start bouncing back, because when I left my position, my supervisor position, last year, when I found out I was pregnant, I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and run my show full time. I'm going to run my radio advertising and promotion company full time. I have been doing it part time and received some success. And then I started looking at all the money that I was making them. I was like, hold on. I did $1,500 3 days in a row. And then I looked at my check for every 2 weeks, and it was like $500, my check. But I just made y'all $1,500. In 3 days in a row, but within 2 weeks, I only got $500. But I made a decision. I said, I'm going to stay home the first year with my child, if not maybe longer. But I'm not going to go ahead and put my newborn into a child care. I'm not going to go ahead.
Right.
The mother is the first teacher. The mother is the first teacher. I wanted to be able to be home with her. I wanted to be able to spend time with her, skin to skin, you know, watch her growing. Now she's starting to do her little baby cues and starting to talk, and this morning she rolled over. Just imagine if I was at work and working for somebody else, I would have missed out on that. Now, I don't have anything against the job. Sometimes the job is over broke. But you want to have a stream of multiple incomes coming in. And ladies, when I say a stream of multiple incomes, I'm talking about Donald Trump has 400 sources of income. It ain't going to hurt us to have three. So you can have a job that you work in, which is sometimes just over broke. You have a company that you run, and you have a legal side hustle, whether it's babysitting or doing hair or whatever. So I got a t-shirt line. I'm trying to get it all ways, you know, in all positive ways. Let's say that.
Right.
All positive ways. But we can bounce back. All we got to do is stop focusing on the negative and stop focusing on our past, what once was, not what once is. Don't let your current situation to determine your identity. But she was so devastated that the job let her go because she couldn't perform in that area that she didn't even realize that you are a walking business yourself.
Right.
You are you can start your own company. We live in the state of Washington. Washington is a women's state, and it's also built off of small businesses. I said, girl, you know how much opportunity that you have as a woman? I said, listen, after we finished the conversation, she was like, thank you, Ebony, so much for sitting down and talking to me, because she was looking at the fact that she wasn't working, her guy wasn't working, the rent is due, you know, she waiting on unemployment. And unemployment can take from what, 30 to 60 to 90 days to make a decision. They're going to tell you when they're going to give you your money that they took out of your check willingly every week. Mind you.
Right.
And the when I left my job, I was going to take a maternity leave. They told me that I was able to take a maternity leave, but it wasn't going to be a paid leave and that I can be able to come back. I said, well, why can't I get a paid leave? They said, because you wasn't full time. And I was like, what do you mean I'm not full time? I'm here all the time. They was like, well, you have to be consistently 30 hours or more every week in order to get a paid maternity leave. Do you know, fellas, that they have me on schedule every week of, not every other week, at 29.5 hours?
Oh, my goodness.
For a year. I didn't even realize this. For a year, they would give me 29.5, and then the next week they'd probably give me like 36 to 40 hours. But they told me that I had to be consistent 30 hours a week in order to get paid maternity leave, which was only going to be about 9 weeks anyway. So they would have gave me out of pay when my baby is 9 weeks old, and I would have to leave and go back and work for them.
Oh, no, 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 no.
And something clicked right then and there. I was like, you know what? It's cool. I'm going to go ahead and work here. I'm going to continue to promote myself, learn what I need to learn from y'all, and then I'm going to keep it moving. I can actually go back anytime because I left in good standards. At first, I was mad about it, but then I was like, no, Diva, don't be mad about that. God is placing you somewhere else. And by the grace of God, man, it feels good being my own boss. I can get up and go to work when I want to. I can leave out and do what I want to with my baby. I'm always networking. I make my own schedule. I'm the boss.
Right.
I'm in charge. And now, and it gives me a lot more room to be a mother, a woman of God. I don't have to punch nobody's clock. And maybe that wasn't my personality from the beginning anyway.
Right. You know, because
at the end, I was regretting it.
Right. There was something that I saw today on YouTube that really struck a good nerve, I should say. And it was a whole bunch of women coming together to ban Bossy. And I began to look at that thing, and I began to really think about that thing. And when they were saying, you know, as little girls, you know, little girls are afraid to be leaders, to be, you know, community activists, to be the women that, you know, they're destined to be because of names. And one of the names is Bossy. So, you know, Beyonce was in the video, and she said something. She said, I'm not Bossy, I'm the boss. And that thing struck a nerve. I was like, ooh, that's a word. Because, you know, and then, you know, I saw on your Facebook where you was like, oh, I'm doing the show. Bounce back. Okay. That was just for me, and it was just on time. Because, you know, most of us women are afraid to step out the box and step out the shell, you know, because of what people have said to us, whether it's from generational curses or whether, you know, it be haters doubting your every move. or whatnot, whatever the words that people have bestowed upon your life negatively, you don't have to take it with you. And that's one of the things that I'm coming to learn is that, yes, you talked behind my back. Yes, you called me this name. Yes, you called me that name. But look at me now. I'm not who you said I was going to be. I'm not the woman that you called me out to be, and I'm not the woman that you called out my name. I am a woman. I am a mother. I am a business-minded woman, and I'm not the chicken head across the street around the corner selling my dollars for $25 an hour to make a quick buck. That's not me. And not to break the woman's hustle, that's not what I'm doing. But what I'm saying is, you know, that I'm doing it the right way. And God is good.
I tell them all the time, you can call me what you want, just don't call me Collect. Let me go to open up another line before I take another music break. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio on the Woman's the Woman show each and every Monday, 1 p.m. on the West and 4 p.m. on the East. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the one button to be heard. Zaniya, what's going on, Queen? She's a business owner. Hey.
What's good? What's good, Diva? How are you?
I'm blessed, man. I am so blessed.
Yeah, I had to call in and support real quick and coming back from Florida or whatever. Saving this damn time, you know. It's all good, though. It's only for 3 more weeks. Oh, God, I'm doing it. Oh, but, yeah, I mean, I think the biggest problem is that, just, like I said before, too many kids are not taught to be business owners. They're taught to work to get a good job. That's the whole big thing about it. You want to go, you want to get this, go take this test, to go to this high school, or go to this college to get a good job. Not to own your own business, but to get a good job, to work for someone else. That's what people are taught. So when you say that you want to work for yourself, people are like, what are you talking about? Why would you want to do that? So I can have my own schedule, so I can, like, what I freaking do, and so I don't have to worry about, oh my God, I can't take this opportunity for money because I'm sitting here working this hourly mess. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm sitting here, I gotta, like, this experience is making, I'm like, I'm sitting here going from 9 to 5 on something that I don't want to do. You know what I mean? And I'm like, man, how much money am I losing right now? You feel me? Like, I'm like, I can't go back to this. This ain't gonna work. It really is not gonna work for me because all I can think about is what opportunities I'm missing because I can't do it. You know, and so like, and once you have that experience, you know that this thing that you're passionate about, and you can make money at it. You don't want to go back and work for someone else, because all you think about is, well, I can come in this day, but I'm not coming in that day because I got things to do. And jobs don't like hearing that. I forgot what job I was at, but I was like, yeah, my schedule is like this. I have this commitment, this commitment, this commitment. So I can come in occasionally, but I'm not going to be here every day. It looked at me like I was crazy. But because it lazy, they hired me. But still, they were just like, your schedule's crazy. I'm like, yeah, I told you that before. So, you know. But
you're right like that. When you have a schedule and when you're running a tight schedule, you need to let people know
work around
that, you know, what was going on from the beginning. You know, I can, this is what I can and I can't do. You know, I'm not here to necessarily do all the work. In some positions you get in, they offer you position, but that's for them, for you to do all the work. And especially if you got a following and you got stuff going on with you, I mean, you know, they want you to do everything, and they just want to eat off of what you're doing, and that's not acceptable.
Right.
That's why I love doing what I'm doing, and I get to make the decision if I want to team up with somebody or if I don't want to team up with somebody. I can make the choices for me and my business and taking care of my business, you know, and making somebody else rich. I mean, I'd rather cut out the middleman. I love cutting the middleman out. The middleman would never tell all the great benefits and the information. It's going to lie to you. So, you know, ladies, we really need to pay attention to this when we bouncing back. When you're bouncing back out of any negative situation or any bondage situation or anything that was holding you, you got to take your time to bounce back in the right way, even from all the way from eating. You know, if you want to start losing some weight, and it's not necessarily about losing weight. You want to live healthy. If you live healthy, you're going to lose weight, meaning you're eating healthy. No canned vegetables and none of that. Get fresh vegetables.
Like I said before,
the biggest
part,
you know, take out the beef for a month and just do chicken, turkey, and fish. And now you bouncing back by eating right. Now let's get right. Start exercising. Start off with walking. You know, just take your time and start walking first, and then you can start doing your cardio and all of that. You got to build up some endurance first. We bouncing back and getting right on Diva Spot Radio. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live. We're going to get into a music break, and we're going to come back. We got about 15 more minutes left into the show, so call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be heard. I'm going to play a hot track by Mary J. Blige called Feel Good. Let's go, y'all.
You make me better. better math. Your boy a good look, but she my better half. I'm already bossing, already flossing. But why I had a cake if it ain't got the sweet frosting? Yeah, 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 yeah. You're keeping me on my A game. Without having to say names. They may flame, but shorty, we burn it up. The sag in my swag, pep in my step. Daddy do the Gucci, mommy in the step. Yes, it's a G thing, whenever we swing. I'ma need Coretta Scott if I'm gon' be king.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all by myself, but baby, you make me better. I'm already fly, but if I'm a star, she is the sky. And when I feel like I'm on top, she give me reason and I stop. And though I'm hot, together we burn it up.
The taped up cut, the cleaned up ice. The shorty come around, I clean up nice. Dynamic duo, Batman Robin. Whoever don't like it, it's Batman's problem. And when I feel like I'm tired, mommy be taking me higher. I'm on fire, but shorty, we burn it up.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all by myself, but baby, you make me better.
You make me better.
You can find a woman like a soldier, holding
her
down.
She treats me like a dawn, watches for the hit. Checks where I go, even watches who I'm with. The right when I'm wrong, so I never slip. Show me how to move, that's why I never trip. And baby girl, you so made, that ain't your front page. God bless the parents who made ya. Middle finger to anybody who paid the way we burn it up.
I'm movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all by myself, but baby, you make me better.
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 Neo right there with featuring Fabulous. You make me better. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live right now to Diva Spot Radio. It's the Woman's a Woman show, and y'all, of course, we bouncing back. Who told us that we couldn't bounce back? Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be heard. We got a few more minutes left in the show, so of course we're going to go to the call lines, but I want to give a big shout out to all my Facebook family, all my Twitter family, everybody that's listening from their phones, everybody that's listening from their laptops and from our free amp. Go to your Google Play book on your phone and download TuneIn Radio and then search Diva Spot Radio. So yeah, I'm very, very grateful. I'm very thankful. I thank God for blessing me with this show, and hopefully it's a blessing to you guys. Let's go to the line and get some more love. 111, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Cindy, what's going on, queen? You got my message. Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, Cindy, we bounced back. How you doing?
I love you.
I love you too, man. Thank you for calling into the show. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, I'll support my family, you know that.
Oh, of course, man. And ain't nothing like a Brinson. A Brinson know how to bounce back, baby, okay?
Thank you.
So then we're talking about this topic of bouncing back, and I just felt the need to do this show because I was thinking about, you know, how as women, you know, sometimes after, like, we have our kids or, you know, we deal with a lot of issues, like, with self-esteem, weight,
sometimes we get laid off from jobs, educational-wise. And, you know, I just want to let all the women know out there, if you can bounce back and get right. And the way to bounce back, one of the ways to bounce back and get right is first setting goals for yourself. You know, you got to make the decision. I'm going to decide today that this is what I'm going to do for the next 30 days. Let's do short term. Next 30 days. After I decide and make the decision that I'm going to do it, I'm going to be dedicated to it. And then after that, you know, I'm gonna keep it moving. I'm gonna be consistent with it. So, you know, Cindy, do you want to give some feedback on bouncing back and getting right for the ladies out there?
Yes, let's be strong women. Like you said, focus on your goals, long-term, short goals. I mean, my long-term goals is to own my own house, have
yes.
a successful job. My short-term goal is to find a job and stick with it. And, you know, I'm a great mother. Antoine, Victoria, Taishika, DeMarcus, Victor. I mean, the list goes on with grandbabies and everything else. I mean, it's essence to be a strong black woman these days, to represent other strong black women these days. Also for marriage and everything else, I'm almost going to my 24th wedding anniversary.
Nice.
Can't wait for next year if I can walk down that aisle again to renew my vows. So you just got to stay with it. I know it's hard work, you just got to stick with it. Just be strong and strong-minded and just stick with what you have to do.
You definitely right about that. Like, and one powerful thing that you're saying is sticking with it and sticking strong. And that's a beautiful thing. Congratulate you, you know, on your family and on your anniversary. And for you guys, wait a minute, we gotta hit you with one of these.
All right. Yeah.
Up on that thing. That's very important. It can definitely be done. I mean, just staying strong and setting them goals and sticking to your goals. And one thing I want to say too, thank you, Lord, for placing this on me. When you're doing something positive and when you move forward in your life, you can't play in the same playground, baby. Those old people, places, and things, you got to let them go because you're going somewhere where they can't go. And if they was meant to be in your future, they will be there. Don't worry about them. You got to do what you got to do for you. If that person is not moving forward with you, then sometimes you have to leave them behind. They'll catch up with you in your future if that's what they're supposed to be. Because I see that a lot with women, we sacrifice a lot, and we want to bring our family or our mates or our cousin or Craig and Day-Day, sister, cousin, best friend, Fish. We want
right.
to bring everybody with us. You can't bring everybody with you. You got to let them go and get you right. How are you going to be able to help them and you ain't even helped yourself yet? So this is what you can do. And this is what I had to do. And I'm only talking from experience because as I testify to you, I'm testifying to myself. I had to let some people, places, and things go in my life so I can be able to be where God wanted me to be right now and doing what I'm doing. Real talk. And it was hard. It was hard because I didn't want to let go. It was hard because I felt like I was, you know, I wasn't being loyal to my family or to my boyfriend at the time or to the cause. I need to be loyal to God first. That's the only man that I need to be being loyal to at this point in my life and period. Then I will let him work it out because anything that needed to be done and taken care of, guess who take care of it? The Lord. There was a young lady that was just on
exactly,
here. She said
my pastor was telling me, the things to how you can move is not to do what you did in the past. The ones that said free your dollars, like you said, exactly. I'm just responding to what you just said. I mean, you got to change your address, change your phone number, change anything just to move forward positive, you know? I listened to my pastor. I was kind of upset that he moved out of town, but we have another great pastor at my church. And he speaks the same language. So I'm sticking with my church family, sticking with my original family. And I know we are very independent, strong-minded, free spirit, and if we just come together, at all types of occasions, and we have a good time. And that's where that's the place I like to be. I mean, because I like to live life comfortably, you know, instead of having fishes, turmoils, or just be free spirit, free spirit, you know. It's just like it's intensified your body, your soul, your mind, because you always calm.
You definitely, and being a free spirit is very important, and it's going to bring you that peace that you need as well. You know, I think a lot of people get caught up in saying, oh, I wish I had this, I wish I had this, all this stuff that really don't matter. Peace and joy is the most important things, because you can have a big house, a big car, and all of this stuff, and if you ain't got peace and joy, you ain't got nothing. And just like when what you said about, you know, your pastor had to move on. Some things and some people, places, and things are in our life for a reason and a season. And when it's time for them to go, let them go. You know, even for those who was in relationships, you know, and it didn't work out, and you guys broke up or whatever the case may be, it wasn't work out and you had to let go. Let it go. Let that person go. Don't be trying to hold on to nobody, you know, that don't want to hold on to you. Let that person go. They are in the way of your success. They are in the way of your wife. They are in the way of your husband. They are in the way of your happiness. Point blank, period, baby. Let it go. I have let personal and professional relationships go. It's okay. You want to go? Boo-boo, let me open the door and set you free, because you was in the way. I got things that I got to do. I'm a very, very busy woman, and for some things, I don't stop my show, or I don't stop my joy, my blessing. I won't stop it for somebody who want to stay there. It's like they staying in a slavery state of mind. They staying in a negative state of mind, and they not willing to take constructive criticism, or they not willing to move forward. See, I always say when you meet somebody, you meet the representative. The representative is going to tell you all the good things about them, all the deals, all the great and wonderful things. But then 30 days to 2 or 3 months later, you meet the client. The client is not on time. They don't pay their bills on time. They not a team player. They not supportive. I mean, they got a lot of issues with them. And then they use this word, well, it's complicated. So you want me to be complicated with you? No, you're supposed to,
like you said, teamwork, sticking together, being in one accord. I mean, don't have no fishes or anything like that. You just got to be bonded, and you got to be firm with you say and what you represent. And like I said, by me and you being family, I mean, I know you have a strong mind like I do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it hits to the core of things. We are one core. So that's why I look up to my family. And because I know we are very strong and positive people. And we can influence people the positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love to be with my family.
I mean, family is very important. And, you know, I want to say for all the ladies out there who are having issues, you know, with their child's father, and you guys are not together, or you're divorced, or your ex, or whatever the case may be, you can't, being that you guys didn't have a great relationship, you can have a great co-parent relationship. Me and my child's father is not together, but we are great co-parents, and we come to realize we are better, we are more awesome as co-parents than we was in the relationship. It's the respect that we have for each other now, because we love our daughter so much. And even through the process of my pregnancy, we both started to seek spiritual guidance, because it was so much turmoil going on. So we had to separate, and we both speak spiritual guidance on our own. We both went to the Lord, and now we have more of an appreciation for one another while we still walking in our walk, while we still desiring what God has and want for us to continue to clean us and to continue to build us and teach us. And just like you said, Cindy, we come from a long line of strong mind and strong-willed people. You cannot get a Brinson down. I'm going to tell you one thing. You can try.
Exactly. We go forward. We don't go backwards. We go forward.
We will leave you standing right where you at and KIM on you so hard and so fast, it'd be ridiculous. Before you know, we done stepped on to the next thing, and it's not something that we are being disrespectful about, but we choose us. I have to choose me first for me to be able to have peace and joy in my life. I can't help you out of your mess. I can pray for you to come out of your mess. But I can't help you in your mess, and I don't want to be stepping in no mess. I like my shoes too much to be stepping in your mess. I don't want to be dragging your crap all over everywhere. Listen, you be right there. I've tried to help you. I've tried to support you. I've tried to be there, and that's not what you wanted for yourself. So I know you don't want that for me. So let me go ahead and move on to the left. I want to thank everybody that tuned into the show today. Everybody that tuned in to the Woman's Woman show on Mondays. And big shout out to Denaya for calling in. Denaya is definitely doing her thing. She is a strong queen. And y'all definitely check her out on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Denaya. That's Denaya DD for you. She's a jewelry designer. She's the owner of her own company, Denaya Designs for You. Also, she's doing her thing on Next Legacy Radio. So y'all make sure y'all check her out on that as well. So I'm about to get out of here. I want you guys to keep God first, family second, and career third. Again, that's God first, family second, and career third. Tune in with me live this Friday on Frontline Fridays. I'm going to have female artists live in the building, Jamise. She's repping the 253 area, so y'all make sure y'all tune in live with me with that. And if you're archiving the show and if you're listening live online, go ahead and click the follow button on the left hand of my page right there on Blog Talk Radio so you can know when we're going to be live. Also, you can leave a comment at the very bottom of the page. If you want to be a co-host on the show, just hit me up and let me know. Leave a comment down there. Also, if you want to give a suggestion for the show, I'm always, open for suggestions. Or if you just want to suggest a topic as well, follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And also, hit me up on Facebook, www.facebook.com. I'm going to take one more call before I get out of here. 716-715, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello, Ebony?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, we got disconnected. But this is your cousin again.
This is Cindy. Okay, Cindy. Cuz, we're about to get up out of here. Cuz, you want to give any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Yes, just love you. Still continue to be strong. And I can't wait to see you at the next Fathom Gathering.
Of course. Thank you, cousin. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Make sure you tune in live this Friday to Frontline Fridays. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B and friend me on Facebook, Ebony Brinson, or facebook.com/Diva Mary Kay. I'm about to get into this hot track by Slate Stone called Young, Black, and Go. It's definitely a hot track. Shout out to all my people, man. Let's go.
Proud, young black is me. Young black and gifted, young black and gold. Young black and powerful, so the story's told.
Young black, young black, young black and gold.
Young black,
young black, young black and gold.
Young black and gold. Black and gold is weak, black is beautiful. Gold is what they want, gold is what we are. African diaspora, the history start with us. Distant relatives of far, Dinesha, maybe Audie.
Young black,
young black
and gold.
Young black and gold.
Young black and gold.
Young black and gold. We come from royalty, we are some kings and queens. Don't let them teach you other,
Knowledge roots the tree, no need to hate each other. Let's find some unity. Let's organize for wealth, build our community. Just like Aretha, and meet you through the speaker, cannibal pulpit preacher. I hope the words will reach you. Let history be the teacher. Young, gifted, and black, Simone influenced me, bruh.
No, I sing from intelligence to make them a conscious of what has been done to my people around the world. It helps to change the world.